From Storyflow Daily, the day's top 9, June 8th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 8th. Here are the 9 most trending stories from the last day across the open web. Let's get into it. First, from GameSpot, Gears of War, E-Day is an Xbox console exclusive and is not coming to PS5. The next Gears of War game, Gears of War, E-Day, has been confirmed as an Xbox console exclusive, as shared during the Xbox Games Showcase. According to Jeff Grubb, who has accurately reported on numerous unannounced games industry news over the years, Gears of War, E-Day was going to be on PS5. It's not anymore. That just happened. That's a decision that just got made. Grubb said this on the eve of the Xbox Games Showcase. Gears of War, E-Day was never announced for PlayStation 5, but many thought it could hit Sony's flagship console considering Gears of War Reloaded came to PS5 in 2025. Next, second, from IGN, Gears of War, E-Day and Clockwork Revolution are not timed exclusives. Xbox says so they'll never launch on PlayStation. Xbox has clarified that Gears of War, E-Day and Clockwork Revolution are now full console exclusives and won't arrive on PlayStation, even at a later date. Perhaps the biggest surprise during today's Xbox Showcase livestream was confirmation that several upcoming blockbuster games were now being kept back as Xbox console exclusives, so while they will also arrive on PC, they won't appear on PlayStation 5 or Nintendo Switch 2. Debate around Xbox exclusivity has been rife over the past few months, as newly installed Xbox boss Isha Sharma has made other changes to the brand's offering cutting. Up next, third, from ARS Technica Science. Safety officials finally have a good idea of what a big rocket explosion can do. Last week's explosion of a new Glenn rocket at Cape Canaveral, Florida, was clearly a setback for Blue Origin and NASA, but it was a learning experience for safety officials looking to open up the spaceport to hundreds more launches per year. The launch base on Florida's Space Coast is gearing up for a flurry of new arrivals. SpaceX is building multiple launch pads for its Super Heavy Starship rocket, which will operate within a few miles of launch pads operated by SpaceX rivals Blue Origin and United Launch Alliance. And then, while the AI fundraising machine AN-160 keeps breaking its own records, some founders are building in the other direction. AN-160 Mirror founder Bryn Putnam just raised money for AN-160 Board, a startup focused on bringing people together through in-person games and social experiences. AN-160 Cyberdeck C. Readers are going viral. AN-160 crafting whimsical DIY computers that AN-160 literally encourage AN-160 users to touch grass. Fourth, from TechCrunch Startups. The most interesting startups right now want to get you off your phone. Next, fifth, from Ars Technica. Safety officials finally have a good idea of what a big rocket explosion can do. Last week's explosion of a new Glenn rocket at Cape Canaveral, Florida, was clearly a setback for Blue Origin and NASA, but it was a learning experience for safety officials looking to open up the spaceport to hundreds more launches per year. The launch base on Florida's Space Coast is gearing up for a flurry of new arrivals. SpaceX is building multiple launch pads for its Super Heavy Starship rocket, which will operate within a few miles of launch pads operated by SpaceX rivals Blue Origin and United Launch Alliance. Up next, while the AI fundraising machine AN-160 keeps breaking its own records, some founders are building in the other direction. AN-160 Mirror founder Bryn Putnam just raised money for AN-160 Board, a startup focused on bringing people together through in-person games and social experiences. AN-160 Cyberdeck C. Readers are going viral. AN-160 crafting whimsical DIY computers that AN-160 literally encourage AN-160 users to touch grass. Sixth, from TechCrunch. The most interesting startups right now want to get you off your phone. And then, seventh, from Ars Technica. Safety officials finally have a good idea of what a big rocket explosion can do. Last week's explosion of a new Glenn rocket at Cape Canaveral, Florida, was clearly a setback for Blue Origin and NASA, but it was a learning experience for safety officials looking to open up the spaceport to hundreds more launches per year. The launch base on Florida's Space Coast is gearing up for a flurry of new arrivals. SpaceX is building multiple launch pads for its Super Heavy Starship rocket, which will operate within a few miles of launch pads operated by SpaceX rivals Blue Origin and United Launch Alliance. Next, 8th, from The Verge, Gears of War, E-Day isn't coming to the PS5. Apparently, The return of Xbox means a retreat from other platforms. At its Xbox Games Showcase today, Microsoft revealed that Gears of War E-Day, which was previously rumored for a PS5 launch in addition to Xbox and PC, will not be coming to PlayStation. It'll be an Xbox console exclusive and is launching on October 6th. The announcement was preceded by a trailer which opened with a street-level view of an alien attack, with the extraterrestrial invaders being fought off in an urban landscape, including an electronics store and grocery shop. Up next, 9th, from InfoWorld. Microsoft makes Linux developers feel more at home in Windows with coreutils release. Microsoft has announced coreutils, a new Windows 11 feature that allows developers to run many popular Linux command line utilities natively on Windows from a single binary. Revealed at this week's Build 2026 developer conference in Seattle, coreutils is about reducing what Microsoft terms the cognitive load faced by developers when moving between Windows and other platforms. Currently, accessing the Linux command line utilities that are considered essential in many CI/CD development environments on Windows requires a kludge that involves either opening an emulation such as Git Bash or A. That's your Story Flow Daily for June 8th. I'll be back with a fresh brief tomorrow.